Please open your Bibles to the book of Acts.
我们继续在查考《使徒行传》，我们要从第五章第十二节开始看。
And we shall continue our study on the book of Acts from chapter 5, verse 12.
使徒行传第五章第十二节，我们要读一段很长的经文到四十二节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 12, we shall read a long passage until verse 42.
使徒行传第五章十二节说，神主借着使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹奇事，他们都同心合意地在所罗门的廊下，其余的人没有人敢贴近他们，百姓却尊重他们。十四节，幸而归主的人越发增添，连男带女很多，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上或炉子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者他的影儿照在什么人身上。还有许多人带着病人被巫鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，都得了医治。大祭司和他的一切同人，就是撒都该教门的人，都起来满心记恨，就下手拿着使徒收在外间。但主的使者在夜间开了监门，领他们出来，说，你们去站在殿里，把这生命的道讲给百姓听。使徒听了这话，天将亮的时候，就进殿去教训人。大祭司和他的同人来了，叫齐了公会的人和以色列族的众长老，就差人到监里去，要把使徒提出来。但差役到了，不见他们在监里，就回来禀报说，我们看见监牢关的既牢妥，看守的人也站在门外，即至开了门，里面一个人都不见。守殿官和祭司长听见这话，心里犯难，不知这事将来如何。有一个人来禀报说，你们收在监里的人现在站在殿里教训百姓。于是守殿官和差役去带使徒来，并没有用强暴，因为怕百姓用石头打他们。带到了，便叫使徒站在公会前。大祭司问他们说，我们不是严严的禁止你们不可奉这名教训人吗？你们倒把你们的道理充满了耶路撒冷，想叫这人的血归到我们身上。彼得和众使徒回答说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。你们挂在木头上杀害的耶稣，我们祖宗的神已经叫他复活了。神且用右手将他高举，叫他做君王，做救主，将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。我们为这事做见证，神赐给顺从之人的圣灵也为这事做见证。公会的人听见，就既起恼怒，想要杀他们。但有一个法利赛人名叫加马列，是百姓所敬重的教法师，在公会站起来说，吩咐人把使徒暂且带到外面，就对众人说，以色列人啊，论到这些人，你们应当小心办理。从前犹大起来自夸为大，不从他的人约有四百，他被杀之后，随从的人全都散了，归于无有。此后报名上册的时候，又有加利的犹大起来引诱百姓跟从他，他也灭亡了，不从他的人也都失散。现在我劝你们不要管这些事，任凭他们所谋的所行的都是出于人，必要败坏。若是出于神，你们就不能败坏他们，恐怕你们倒是攻击神了。公会的人听从了他，便叫使徒来把他打了，又吩咐他们不可奉耶稣的名传讲，就把他们释放了。他们离开公会，心里欢喜，因为被算为配得这名收辱。他们就每日在殿里，在家里不住地教训人，传耶稣是基督。
Acts chapter 5, verse 12.Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles. And they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, But the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, that they were all healed. But the high priest rose up, and all who were with him, that is, the party of the Sadducees, and filled with jealousy, they arrested the apostles and put them in the public prison. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard this, they entered the temple at daybreak and began to teach. Now, when the high priest came and those who were with him, they called together the council and all the senate of the people of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison. So they returned and reported, "We found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now, when the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these words, they were greatly perplexed about them, wondering what this would come to. And someone came and told them, "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then the captain with the officers went and brought them, but not by force, for they were afraid of being stoned by the people. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest questioned them, saying, "We strictly charge you not to teach in this name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you intend to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised Jesus, whom you killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they were enraged and wanted to kill them. But a Pharisee in the council named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in honor by all the people, stood up and gave orders to put the men outside for a little while. And he said to them, "Men of Israel, take care what you are about to do with these men. For before this day, Theudas rose up, claiming to be somebody, and a number of men, about 400, joined him. He was killed, and all who followed him were dispersed and came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So in the present case, I tell you, keep away from this man and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of men, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." So they took his advice. And when they had called in the apostles, they beat them and charged them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. Then they left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
这段圣经是在讲什么呢?
What is this passage of scripture teaching?
我说一个敬重非常喜欢的一个解经家这么说，这段圣经是在讲教会的增长。
And a Bible scholar whom I actually honor very greatly said this, that this passage is about church growth.
Howard Marshall 是一个很严谨的圣经解经家，他认为这段圣经都是在讲教会的增长。
And Howard Marshall, a very conservative Bible commentator, said that this is about church growth.
当然，我们知道《使徒行传》是一本讲有关教会如何增长的一本书。
And of course, we know that the book of Acts is about how the church grew.
特别是在《使徒行传》第一章第八节讲到说，他说圣灵降临的时候，你们必得着能力，在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极做我的见证。
Especially Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
所以其实使徒行传可以分成前面几段几章的圣经可以讲说他们在耶路撒冷怎么样做见证。
And the book of Acts can be divided. The first few chapters show how they witnessed in Jerusalem.
第二呢，在犹太跟全地和撒玛利亚怎么做见证。
And then secondly, how they witnessed in Judea and Samaria.
到十三章过后呢，就是讲到外邦人怎么做见证。
And from chapter 13 onwards, how they witnessed to the Gentiles.
那么使徒们怎么可以有这么勇敢起来做见证呢？
How can the apostles be so brave to witness?
你知道主耶稣钉十字架的时候，使徒全部都逃跑了，好像非常害怕，因为怕被人抓。彼得三次不认主，但是主耶稣复活之后呢，他突然间这么勇敢起来，连不怕被抓，而且不怕死，来宣告主耶稣。为什么？
After Jesus was arrested, the apostles all fled because they were fearful that they too will be arrested. But after Jesus' resurrection, the apostles were filled with bravery and they are able to preach that Jesus was resurrected. Why?
为什么在一个星期前他们很害怕，一个星期之后他们却这么勇敢？
Why was it that 1 week ago they were all so fearful, but 1 week later they are all suddenly be so brave?
因为他们真的看见主耶稣复活了。
Because they really saw the resurrected Jesus Christ.
从他们这些懦夫逃跑的这些逃避的这些人呢，能够在一短时间立刻转变，我们就已经看出这个是一个很有力的见证，主耶稣的确是复活的。And
indeed, from these cowards who fled, and shortly later they were also filled with courage. This is a very solid proof that the Lord Jesus is indeed resurrected.
他们所传讲的福音是真的。
And the gospel that they preach must be true.
这个福音是什么呢？
What is this gospel?
这个福音就是说我们这些人是罪人。
And this gospel tells us that we are sinners.
为什么我们是罪人呢？
And why are we sinners?
因为我们是神所创造的，但是我们却不管他是谁，我们不理会他，我们做我们所喜欢做的事情。
Because we are created by God, but we ignore him and we disregard him and we do whatever we love.
就像一个孩子，他不理会他的父母亲，养育他的父母亲，生他的父母亲，然后不理会他做他所要做的事情，这个就是背叛。
It's just like a child who disregard that he was given birth by his parents and he ignores that they have actually brought them up and he does whatever he loves. This is betrayal.
但是神是什么呢？ 神是创造我们的神，但是呢，我们 不理会他，我们过我们自己要过的生活。
And God who created us, we ignore him and we live our own life.
所以这个福音是教导我们要回转。
So this gospel teaches us to return.
要悔改。
We must repent.
意思说我们现在不再为自己而活，我们要为那创造我们主而活。
In other words, we shall no longer live for ourselves, but live for the Lord who created us.
为什么我们要为主而活呢？
Why must we live for the Lord?
因为我们本来是我们犯罪的人应该死，但是主耶稣却替我们死，所以他为我们死，要让我们活。所以我们活着的人呢，不应该再为自己活，应该是为我们而死的主活。
Because we are sinners and we deserve death, but the Lord Jesus suffered death on our behalf. And now that we live because of him, we should stop living for ourselves, but live for God.
所以这一个福音呢，因着主耶稣的复活，就很快的传遍耶路撒冷。
And this gospel was spread across Jerusalem quickly due to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因为主耶稣证明他是神的儿子。
Because the Lord Jesus proved that he is indeed God's son.
那么他 使徒们就是传讲这个福音，要人悔改。一个悔改的人呢，他的生命就有改变。
And the apostles preached this gospel of repentance, and those who have truly repented will experience a change in their life.
所以我们读这段圣经呢，实际上是给我们看到这个教会的成长。
And so as we read this passage, we know that this is regarding the growth of the church.
所以我把它定为这个题目为神使教会增长的策略。
And I have entitled this sermon as God's strategy for church growth.
在这里我们特别刚才提到 Howard Marshall 里面提到这段圣经，如果你仔细看的话呢，他是在讲教会如何能够成长。
And we mentioned just now the Bible commentator Howard Marshall. And he talked about how if you really study this passage carefully, you will see that it is about church growth.
但是你注意看第刚才我们所读的经文里面呢，你看第十六节。
And in the passage that we read earlier on, if you look at verse 16.
或许我们先看这个第十四节吧。
Let's go to verse 14 first.
从第十四节他说，你看在这里他说，信而归主的人越发增添。 连男带女很多.
And verse 14 tells us more than ever believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women.
他们的人数多到一个程度呢，这个他这些祭司长还要出面来阻止他们.
And there were such great multitudes following them that the high priest have to come up and stop them.
那么他们还有很多人呢，要把人带出来是要让他们得医治.
And many people brought them people who were sick in order to be healed.
看第十五节，他说，甚至有人将病人抬在街上，放在床上或褥子上，指望彼得来的时候能够医治。
And verse 15, they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats so that Peter can heal them.
所以你会发现这段圣经是在讲他人数不断的增加，甚至你看第六章的时候呢，第六章你看第一节，他说那时候门徒增多。
And if you turn to chapter 6 verse 1, we will see that the growth continued. In 6 verse 1, the disciples were increasing in number.
所以我们要首先注意到一点呢，就是圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，教会增长是为什么呢？是因为主将得救的人天天加给他们。
But we want to note that the church was growing because the Bible tells us that the Lord added to their number day by day.
我们不是靠人的技巧。
We are not dependent on human methods.
我们不是靠广告。
And by advertisements.
我们不是靠口才。
And by our eloquence of speech.
如果我们顺服神的旨意的话呢，神会使我们的教会增长。
If we obey God's will, God will cause our church to grow.
所以呢，我们要知道神在什么条件底下，神喜悦怎么样的教会让它增长呢？这个就是我们今天要学习的。
And the lesson that we want today, that we want to learn today is what kind of conditions would actually please God that He will actually cause the church to grow.
那么这里呢，我们知道，我们当中有一些人听到这个策略这两个字就觉得，哎呀，这个是世俗的方法。
And we know that some people in the congregation might actually reject the word strategy as something that is secular.
但是弟兄姐妹，这个就是你中了过去有一些教会的毒。
And brothers and sisters, you actually have been poisoned by some churches in the past.
我告诉你这个。 我问你一件个问题，主的救恩有没有策略？对，主对救恩有没有策略？
And I want to ask you a question. Does God have a strategy when it comes to salvation?
一定有他的策略，是要经过主耶稣。他经过了2000年之后呢，派遣主耶稣钉在十字架。他有他的时间，他有他的计划，他有他的策略。
Of course there is, because over a span of 2,000 years, God actually planned out the whole salvation plan, and He sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross according to His plan, according to His strategy.
神对教会的计划有没有策略？
And does God have a strategy in His plan for the church?
当然有，保罗说，这些东西我告诉你的是以前的先知不知道的，是现在他把奥秘告诉我，在神的策略是在新约的时候告诉保罗，要他建立原来外邦人跟 跟犹太人在一起，这个是在新约才出现，神有他的策略。And
of course, Paul tells us that the church is a mystery that was not revealed to the Old Testament saints, but in the New Testament, the church is now revealed. So of course, this is God's strategy in planting the church.
有很多人问说，为什么主我们的神不把撒旦魔鬼现在就把他关在这个？ 这个无底坑里面，所以就不用来迷惑人，我们就自由了。
And some people ask, why does God not immediately throw the devil into the bottomless pit so that he will stop deceiving men and we will all be free?
但是神有神的策略，神要在他第二次降临的时候才做这件事情。
But of course, God has His own strategy. He intends to do this only during the second coming of Christ.
是的。 神有他的策略。
Yes, indeed, God has His strategy.
所以我们今天要看的是神的对教会增长的策略。
And today we want to look at God's strategy for church growth.
这个 Webster 的这个字典里面讲说，这个策略是什么意思呢？策略就是一个很清楚、很仔细的计划和方法。
And in the Webster dictionary, it says it defines strategy as a careful plan or method.
所以神有没有计划？当然有。
Does God have a plan? Sure, He does.
神有没有方法？有。
Does God have a method? Sure.
我们不要为这些字被绊倒了。
So let us not be stumbled by just this word.
我们要知道的是，我们要成为一个怎么样的教会，神才会祝福。
And we want to know more importantly what kind of church we should become so that God will bless us.
我们需要完成一些条件，能够神才能够来祝福我们。
And we need to fulfill certain conditions before God will bless us.
所以我们要问大家一个问题，就是教会增长重要吗？
So we want to ask you a question: Is church growth important?
当时我跟你讲说，坦白的跟你讲。教会增长对我来讲非常重要。
And honestly, church growth is very important to me.
教会的增长，因为当然主耶稣的福音要扩大，要传讲，而且要人得救，教会就会增长。这个是非常重要。为什么教会必须要增长
？Of course, the first important thing about church growth is that we want the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to spread and people to come to repentance after they hear the message, and this is why church growth is important.
所以现在我们一直鼓励大家能够在自己的朋友、亲戚朋友当中、邻居当中传福音。
And therefore, we encourage all of us to be faithful in preaching the gospel to your friends and to your neighbors.
而且在这个十二月来临的时候呢，我们有一个圣诞布道大会，在这个圣诞前的一个星期六就在这里，我们会来请邀请所有的朋友来，我们在这里会有一个布道大会。
And this year we have planned a Christmas gospel rally here in the church one week, which is on the Saturday before Christmas.
而且我们会有这个玉朗的教会来这边献诗。
And there will be a church choir from Jurong who will come here to present items.
然后要盼望大家都带你的朋友、你的亲戚、你的家人来。
And we hope that all of you will bring your friends and your relatives to the church.
而且呢，我们在十二月呢，还有一个就是我们的儿童组呢，要已经在筹划，要在这个附近呢有一个儿童的这个儿童营，就是要向他们传福音。
And the children ministry of our church is also planning to have a children vacation Bible school for the children staying in the neighborhood.
这些都是非常重要的。
And all these are important.
但是现在呢，就是每一个星期四我们也有一个这个查经布道查经班福音查经班。所以盼望如果你有朋友，你或者你自己来支持这样的一个查经班。
And currently on Thursdays we also have an evangelistic Bible class that's ongoing. So if you have unbelieving friends or relatives,You can invite them to join our Thursday evangelism class.
所以教会增长重要吗？重要，因为我们要传福音。
So is church growth important? Yes, it is, because we must preach the gospel.
那么教会增长还有另外一个原因。
And there's also another reason for church growth.
就是大家知道，在我们教会里面呢，我们有一些儿童的需要等等，我们在人手方面都非常缺乏。
And you know that in our church there are needs, like in the nursery there are needs, so we need.Hands to work together.
所以我们需要弟兄姐妹能够参与。
And we would wish that brothers and sisters can participate.
能够帮忙。
And help.
当然教会小的时候我们就非常短，人手非常短缺。
And of course when the church is small, we have lack of workers.
但是有些人说我很愿意帮忙。
But some people say I'm willing to help.
但是我告诉你，你要帮忙我是很感恩。
But let me tell you, I am thankful that you are willing to help.
但是呢，我要问你一个问题，你知道我们教会代表什么吗？我们教会所坚持的立场是什么吗？如果你对我们教会的立场都不清楚，你来带领孩子、带领主日学、带领小组呢，你恐怕所讲的跟我们所讲的是不同的。这样的话，你分裂教会。
But I want to ask you before you help, are you aware of our church's distinctive and are you aware of what we stand or represent?Because if you don't, then when you lead the nursery or the children's Sunday school or the small group discussions, you will speak whatever that you think which will cause the church to divide.
我们要问的问题是, 我们教会跟别人有什么不同?
We want to ask, what is the difference between our church and others?
或者有些人更很有兴趣, 常常问我这个问题, 为什么你建立这个教会? 你跟以前的教会有什么不同? 为什么你要建立不同的教会?
And in fact, some people have often come to ask me this question, what is the difference between you and the former church? Why do you start a new church?
首先我让我告诉你一件事情。
Firstly, let me tell you one thing.
我不怪你们问这个问题，为什么我们教会跟我先前的教会有什么不同。
I do not blame you for asking me the question, what is the difference between our church and the previous?
因为当我离开以前的教会的时候，我不解释为什么我要离开。
Because when I left the former church, I did not explain why.
我不解释的原因是我不想分裂那个教会，我不愿意那个教会有人跌倒。
And I do not explain because I do not want to divide that church, because I do not want to stumble anyone from there.
但是我们现在已经建立这个教会一段时间了，而且大家都住在这边一段时间了。现在我可以告诉你为什么我离开这个教会。
And now that we have gathered together for quite some time, and now I can actually tell you why I left the previous church.
我们要知道我们教会代表什么，为什么我们教会跟别人不同。
We want to know what our church represents and why are we different from others.
我们教会的特别是什么？我们信的是什么？
What is the special thing about our church and what do we believe?
我告诉你，我们教会很高举一件事情，就是释经讲道或者解经讲道。
And let me tell you, there is one thing that our church values highly, which is expository preaching.
这个讲台已经讲了几年，你是听过我们讲过雅各书、腓立比书、约翰福音。 以父所书，这些呢都是我们注章注解的不断的讲。这个是在以前的教会，我在那边30年我都没有听过一本完整的解经。
And you all know, after coming to us for a while, that through this pulpit, we have preached through the book of James, the book of Philippians, the gospel of John, and the book of Ephesians, etc. In fact, we continue preaching in such a way that is verse by verse, chapter by chapter, and in my former church, for the past 30 years, not a single book was preached in such a way.
所以我们要归回圣经，我们要这个教会是要高举圣经，归回圣经，圣经足够，所以我们坚持圣经辅导。
So we want to return to the Bible, and we want to lift up God's word, because we know that the word of God alone is sufficient, and therefore we focus on biblical counseling.
我们相信能够改变生命的福音。
We believe the gospel changing life.
因为很多人相信福音是不用改变生命的。
I'm sorry, it's the life changing gospel, because a lot of people think that if you believe in the gospel, you need not have a change in your life.
我们相信主权的救恩。
And we believe in God's sovereignty in salvation.
同时呢，我们相信 Lordship salvation.
And we believe Lordship salvation.
当然，我们也相信神的主权。
Of course, we believe God's sovereignty too.
而且我们相信什么？我们要你要知道，我们教会相信教会是什么一样？教会的实质跟定义是什么吗？
And what is our church's belief in the substance and the definition of the church?
你知道会有的责任是什么吗？
Do you know the responsibilities of members?
你知道会有这两个字呢，在圣经里也有用。
Do you know that the word members actually used in the Bible?
就好像我以前的教会不相信有牧师，但是圣经里面明明有牧师，教会不相信有会友，教会里面也明明有会友这两个字。
And in effect, my former church does not even believe in the existence of pastors, but it is contrary to the Bible. And they also say that there is no such thing as membership, which is contrary to the Bible.
还有教会纪律的行动，大家知道我们教会代表什么吗？
And what does our church believe when it comes to church discipline?
还有长老智慧是什么意思？
And what's the meaning of the rule by elders?
教会里面男人必须做头，而且女人妇女在教会的角色是什么？圣经的教导是什么？我们的立场是什么？
And what is our stand on the man being the head of the in leadership, and what is the role of women in the church?
教会对婚姻、对儿女的管教、对向儿童传福音的看法是如何？
And what is our church's view on marriage and on disciplining of children and also evangelism of children?
这些都是非常重要的课题。
All these are very important topics.
我们会用慢慢的时间不断的教导，所以我不怪大家对这些事情还不是很充分的了解。
And we will spend time in the future teaching on all these aspects, Therefore, I do not blame you if you do not understand them for now.
但是呢，你要慢慢明白教会代表什么，你要知道，然后你能够教导的时候，你能把教会的这个中心的教导出来。
And you want to slowly come to an understanding of what our church represents so that when you teach, you will faithfully represent all these truths as well.
我们要教会要增长是要增长是大家都在真道上面同意的慢慢增长，而不是随便找人进来，你不相信也没有关系，你不听从也没有关系，你不同意也没有关系，不可以的。我们教会支持，我们教会很坚持在教义上的纯洁。
And the church growth that we are talking about is that all of us with one heart grow together in our knowledge of God's word. It might be slow, but it doesn't matter. What we do not want is any old how getting people to come in, whether they agree or they do not believe. And we get them all to come in and they teach different things. We do not want this because our focus is on the purity of doctrine.
而且呢，简单来讲，为什么我离开呢？第一，因为是神学的思想的问题。
And so, in summary, why did I leave? Firstly, it is theological differences.
啊，你知道吗？如果你在教会里面你不成长呢，这个是我们最大的关心的点。你如果在一个教会里面不断的不成长呢，你永远停留在那边，你应该离开那个教会。
And if you are in a church and you are not growing spiritually, it is something of our concern. So if you remain in a church but not grow spiritually, you should leave the church.
所以有时候我们问很多弟兄姐妹说，哎，我们怎么样叫人来我们教会？我们教会有什么特别？我说很简单，你问他的教会有没有用释经讲道，他有没有成长？他没有成长，叫他离开加进我们。
And some people ask, what's so special about church? Why should we invite people to come here?I ask them a very simple question. All you need to think about is, or ask the person is, are you growing and is your church focusing on expository preaching? If the answer is no, then you should tell the person to leave and join our church.
很容易他们就说，像你偷羊。
And some people say, oh, you are stealing sheep.
我告诉你，那个羊呢，不是他们的，也不是我们的。
And let me tell you, the sheep is neither theirs nor ours.
这是主耶稣的。
This is God's sheep.
如果那个羊没有得到好好的喂养，那个他自己神向神交代，我要喂养他的羊。
If the sheep has not been properly fed, then the shepherd must be accountable to God. But I will take care of feeding the sheep.
我们一定要照顾主耶稣自己的羊。
What we should do is to take care of the Lord Jesus' sheep.
很多人在这个教在那个教会里面很久都不知道那个教会的神学是什么。
Many people have been in the church for a long time and yet do not understand the church's theology.
我告诉你，那个教会很注重神秘主义。
Let me tell you that church focus a lot on mysticism.
而且呢，在这个我们的思想呢，比较属于改革中的教会思想。
And our belief is more towards the Reformed theology.
而且他们是阿米念的神学。
And of course, their theology is what we will classify as Arminian.
而且他们的 soteriology, 他们的救恩论呢，也跟我们很不同。
And their soteriology, which is their doctrine on salvation, is different.
他救恩论里面呢，他还讲到这个人的成圣，跟我们也很不同。
And the way that they talk about the sanctification of believers is different from us.
教会论也不同。
And their doctrine on the church is different.
所以这些呢，还有他的这个末世论也不同。
And their eschatology is different.
大家我讲了这些，你说真的有很多不同吗？我告诉你，如果你仔细研究，你才知道不同。所以，但是我不要让大家很快的有这些混乱，我们一点一点的讲。
And you might say, you might question, really there are so many differences. Let me tell you, if you carefully study the teaching, you will realize all these things. But we do not want to one shot give everything to you, so we do it all slowly.
我很简单的讲，就是当我离开的时候是什么事情呢？就是当我在领导这个全职同工在导这个查经的时候呢，我们在查启示录。过去的那个牧师也不是牧师，就是传道，在那边指着我讲很多讲做人生的东西，所以我说我不用跟你争，我辞职好。
And actually, when I was leading the full-time staff in Bible study in the previous church, we were going through the book of Revelation, but the former preacher of that church actually launched a personal attack on me, so I did not want to fight with him, and therefore I resigned.
很简单，他说我乱解，他没有准备好就乱解。
And he accused me of any old how interpreting the book of Revelation without preparation.
弟兄姐妹，你可以讲我什么都可以，你不可以讲我乱解圣经，特别没有准备。
And brothers and sisters, you can accuse me of anything, but you cannot accuse me of any old how interpreting the Bible, especially that I did not prepare.
我的人生里面呢，最重要的事情就是讲道。我每一堂讲道呢，我花很多时间，你不要知道我花多少时间上去来讲一个钟头的道。
And brothers and sisters, the most important thing in my life is preaching God's word, and I spend a lot of time preparing just to preach 1 hour sermon, which you don't know.
这个所以神学上很不同。
So there's lots of differences in theology.
在领导上面也很不同。
And there's also differences in leadership.
在那个教会，教会的会议里面呢。整天吵架。
And in the former church, during the council meeting, they're always in argument.
所以我不要花时间在这些事情上面。
So I do not want to spend time on all these things.
而且讲道的时候呢，不同的人讲，每一个人讲都不一样，而且的教导也不一样。弟兄姐妹怎么样成长呢？
And in terms of preaching, every week you have a different preacher in the former church.And they all preach different things. So how can the church brothers and sisters grow?
我们必须要有一套完整的神学思想，让弟兄姐妹能够成长。
We must have a complete system of theology in order for brothers and sisters to grow.
但是在这一点上面，他们也不同意，因为他们认为不需要有神学。
And of course, they disagree with this because they believe that there shouldn't be any theology.
所以呢，我们必须要成长。为什么呢？我们成长怎么成长呢？是在教会的真理上面不断的教导，大家有同样的看见，在真道上合一，我们就能够成长。
So how can we grow? We must keep preaching God's word, and we must grow in our knowledge of God's word together.
所以我们要怎么样增长呢？如果你碰到没有信主的人，你一定要向他传福音。
So how do we have church growth? When you meet someone who is an unbeliever, you must preach the gospel.
但是如果你像一个已经有去教会的，你要问一个问题，他那个人有没有受到很好的教导？
And if you come across someone who has already been going to church, you want to ask, is the person growing in the church and is the church teaching God's word faithfully?
他有没有成长，而且他在神的话上面有没有喂养？
And is he growing and is he being fed the word of God?
如果没有的话，叫他加进我们的教会。
If the answer is no, invite him to join us.
我并没有道歉。
Without apologies.
因为我们要大家属神的羊一起成长。
Because we want all the sheep that belongs to God to grow together.
除非你的信仰、你的圣经都成长得很好，不然的话，我宁可你坐在这里听到，也不要你花时间。拿走你听到的时间。
Unless your growth is very constant and you are having very good understanding of God's word, otherwise I would rather you just sit here and listen to the sermons rather than serve.
我只向那些负责的弟兄姐妹道歉，因为他们做得很辛苦。
And I would only apologize to those who are serving because they are serving they spend a lot of effort in serving.
那我也跟大家讲，我跟其他的牧师商量这件事情的时候，他说我们宁可辛苦，也不要太多人进来。
And in fact, I have discussed this with other God-fearing pastors, and they all agree that we would rather work harder than to have anyone who disagrees with us join.
我们要大家一起成长。当我们一起成长之后，我们根基稳了之后，我们就可以服事。
We want all of us to grow together, and when our foundation is strong, then we can serve together.
所以增长呢，第一，他没有信主，我们一定要传福音；第二呢，我们如果他的没有受到喂养，我们就要他加进我们。
So talking about church growth, if they are unbelievers, we must preach the gospel, and if they are believers who are not growing in the existing church, we should invite them to join us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们自己一定要成长。
So brothers and sisters, we ourselves need to grow.
如果你一直不成长，请你找我。
If you're not growing, please come and look for me.
那么在这段圣经里面，我要让大家看到，圣经里面很清楚给我们看到教会的增长包括什么。
And we want to look at this passage carefully to see what church growth actually entails.
所以第一点呢，在这段圣经我们可以看到，这个神要祝福的教会，那个教会必须要是圣洁的教会。
And the first point that we want to look at is that God will only bless the church if the church is pure.
让我们回头来看第五章第十二节。
Let's return to chapter 5, verse 12.
你看五章十二节，在这里呢，他说主借着使徒的手在民间行了许多的神迹，他们都同心合意的在所罗门廊下。
And verse 12 says, many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico.
其实呢，如果我不知道大家有没有旧版本的圣经。
I do not know whether you have the older edition of the Bible.
旧的版本的华文圣经呢，在十二节下半段那个其余的人，这个十二节下半段，他们同心合意的在所罗门廊下，跟十三节跟十四节呢，它有挂号起来。
And in the older versions of the Chinese Bible, there is a bracket between the second half of verse 12 all the way to verse 14.
所以它的主题应该是这样，它是说主借着使徒的手在民间行了许多神迹，然后跳到十五节，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上的褥子上，所以它是在讲这个神迹奇事。
So actually the flow of the verses here could be from verse 12, many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, then jump to verse 15, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets. So this passage is about signs and wonders.
但是在中间的挂号那个部分就是十二节下半段，他说那时候同心合意在所罗门廊下，其余的人没有人敢贴近他，百姓却尊重他，信而归主的人越发增添。
And within the brackets would be 12, the second part of verse 12, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dare join them, but the people held them in high esteem, and more than ever the believers were added to the Lord.Multitudes of both men and women. Close bracket.
所以为什么他们没有一个人敢贴近？我们华文圣经翻译成贴近。我们上一堂讲过，这个是加入，那个字是在原文圣经可以拿来形容男人跟女人结婚的那个他们在一起的那个意思。所以这边是在讲到亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉的事情呢，使到人不敢加入教会。
Verse 13, none of the rest dared to join them, and we talk about the word join in the last sermon, which is also used of a husband and wife joining together. So this is actually referring to the incident of Ananias and Sapphira, which caused some people to not dare join them.
所以我不用在这边花很多时间讲，因为上一堂我们已经讲了，教会的圣洁很重要，如果教会圣洁，神绝对不会祝福这个教会，也不会让它增长。
And so we have already preached this in the last message that the purity of the church is crucial, otherwise God will not bless the church with growth.
因为我们知道教会是主的。
Because we know that the church belongs to God.
主自己是教会的头。
And the Lord himself is the head of the church.
他如果喜悦这个教会，他主就会把人数加添在这个教会上。
If he is pleased with the church, then he will add to the church the numbers.
所以这个呢，教会的增长，我们必须要纯洁，我们不可以有犯罪，主才会祝福我们。
So that the church must be pure and there must be no sin among us, then God will bless us.
我们在读到上一堂的时候讲到亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉，他们为什么会死？你知道，大家知道为什么对吗
？And we talk about why Ananias and Sapphira died.
为什么他们会死呢？他们犯了什么罪
？Why did they die? What sin did they commit?
他们撒谎。
They lied.
很多人说，为什么撒一个谎而已就死？这么严重吗？
And some people say, oh, just tell a little lie and they were struck dead, so serious.
所以你问这个问题就表示你的罪论上面你都已经出现问题。
And if you even ask this question, it means that your doctrine with regards to sin is problematic.
他说只是撒谎罢嘛，撒很小的事情嘛。
If you say it's only a lie, it's a small thing.
我们在小组讨论的时候，一个姐妹讲得很好。
And in our small group discussion, a sister said this very well.
她只用一节圣经。
And she used just one passage.
罪的工价就是死。
The wages of sin is death.
讲一句谎言是不是罪？你在一条犯上就犯了重条，你就是死。
And he's telling a lie. Is that sin? Yes, because if, as long as you commit one sin, then the penalty is death.
我们在强调是说, 一个人是神, 要我们圣洁, 我们一点点罪都不可以, 何况我们没有大罪小罪, 在神面前你犯了罪, 就是要受惩罚, 就是这样。 你把罪放在, 哎, 我小小的罪, 没有关系, 所以你犯很多小罪都不要, 只要没有犯大罪就没事, 这个就是我们对罪的错误。
And we want to know that before God, actually, whether it's a big sin or a small sin, it doesn't matter. As long as you commit a single sin, you are already guilty of death. So if you were to say, these are all small little sins, it's okay, as long as I do not commit a big sin, then your understanding of sin is wrong.
我们的问题不是亚拿尼亚撒非拉为什么死，是我们这些犯的罪比他更大，为什么还活着？这是叫神的恩典。
And your question shouldn't be why did Sapphira and Ananias die. Your question should be why is it such a great sinner as I is still alive? The answer is that's God's grace.
So
on you.
我们要马上悔改.
So we have to repent immediately.
我们不能够说啊，这个他犯了一个很小的罪，只是撒谎罢了，撒谎都不可以，心里面想不好的东西也不可以。
And we should not say that it's only a small sin such as telling a lie, because even if you sin in thought, in your heart, it is not permissible.
我们要大家来教会的时候要抱着敬虔敬畏主的心。
And we want everyone as you come to church to have a reverential fear of God.
因为当我们聚集的时候，主就在这里。
Because as we gather, God is here.
你的心想什么我不知道。
I do not know what your heart is thinking.
但是我可以跟你肯定神知道。
But I can guarantee that God knows.
因为亚拿尼亚撒非拉他来欺骗彼得的时候，不是他在欺骗彼得。
So when Ananias and Sapphira came and lied to Peter, they weren't lying to Peter.
我告诉你，他把钱，他把屋子卖了呢，他把钱拿来教会的时候呢，他是拿什么来？
When they sold their property and they brought the money here to there to the church, what did they bring with them?
他买一部分收起来，然后把其他的交给使徒，其实他不是交给使徒，他是要交给教会，不是使徒自己放进口袋里面。
Because when they brought the money and they kept some, they brought it to the church. They were not giving it to the apostles.
所以他们不是欺骗，单单欺骗，他是欺骗教会。
So they were not trying to deceive the apostle, they were deceiving the church.
他们不但是欺骗教会，他欺哄圣灵。
And not only are they deceiving the church, they are trying to deceive the Holy Spirit.
他们不但是欺哄圣灵，他是欺哄神。
And therefore lying to God.
所以弟兄姐妹，你可以骂我，你可以骗我，那没有关系。但是你要注意，这个是教会，教会是主的。你来的时候要有敬畏的心，因为我不知道，神知道，我盼望。 你们每一个人来的时候要注意，我们是来敬拜这一位圣洁的主，万军之耶和华在我们当中，你们要谨慎脚步。
So brothers and sisters, you can scold me, you can lie to me, but I do not know. But let me assure you that God knows. And when you come to church, you must come with reverence, because when you come, your feet has got to be pure, because God knows everything.
所以呢，我们来的时候，当我们带朋友来的时候，你要告诉他们，神在这里，你的情绪、你的表现都不像神在这里，你没有那个敬畏的心，人怎么看到神在你们当中
？So when you bring your friend or your relative to the church, the way that you conduct yourself is important because God is here. But if you do not conduct yourself rightly, how do you show the unbeliever that God is in our midst?
我们要分别为圣。
We must be set apart for holiness.
我们要圣洁。
We must be sanctified.
当我们来的时候，我们要有敬虔的态度来这里，因为我们在聚会的时候，主必在我们当中，我们要让大家知道，我们自己要谨慎脚步，因为在这里我们要敬拜神。
So when we come, we must come with reverence, and our feet must be careful because God is here. We come here to worship a holy God.
所以态度非常重要。
So your attitude matters.
我们坐的姿势也很重要。The
way that you sit is important.
我们的态度，我们的脸色表情也很重要。Our
attitude and our facial expression is important.
如果你坐在这里，你说神在这里，然后你这边翘二郎腿，然后脚空啊，这个没问题。这个是敬虔吗？
If you come and you say that God is here and yet you stretch out your arms and your legs like as if nobody is watching, is that being reverent?
我们只要看一个人，我们就知道他心里面的神是一位怎样的神。
And all we need to know to do is to watch a person's behavior, and we will be able to see what kind of God he has in his heart.
如果在教会你都不敬畏主，我不知道在什么地方你会敬畏主。
If you do not even fear the Lord in the church, I do not know where you will fear the Lord.
所以我们来到教会呢，我们要保持圣洁，我们一定要在敬虔的态度来敬拜神，不是看周围的人，我们要看神。
So as we come to the church, we must have a reverential attitude. We do not look at people around us because we are looking up to God.
神所祝福会增长的教会，它必须要圣洁。
So the church that God blesses must be pure.
第二呢，神所祝福的教会呢，必须是一个这个宣讲真理的教会。
And secondly, the church that God blesses must be preaching the truth.
我们回去刚才我们所读的5章12节。
And we return to chapter 5, verse 12.
他说，主在那里用了许多神迹奇事，显了许多神迹，很多人就把人带来，要盼望彼得来医治他们。
And many signs and wonders were done, so people brought the sick so that it could be healed.
像请问弟兄姐妹，所以今天呢，我们应该请大家把病人全部带来，让我们在这边医治，可以吗？
So I want to ask, should we then ask all of you to bring all the sick here today so that we'll heal them?
因为使徒的教会，使徒时代是这样做的吗？
Because that's what was done in the apostolic age.
啊，这边我们犯了两个错误。
And we have made two mistakes here.
第一呢，我不是使徒。
Firstly, I'm no apostle.
啊，谁是使徒？
Who was an apostle?
而且使徒行神迹的目的是什么？
And what was the purpose that apostles did signs and wonders?
啊，首先呢，我们请大家看，你打开《使徒行传》第14章第3节看一看。
And may we invite you to turn to Acts chapter 14, verse 3.
14章第3节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 3.
啊，你为什么使徒们能够行神迹呢？ 因为你看这里呢，下半段呢，《使徒行传》14章第3节，他说：“主借着他们的手施行神迹奇事，做什么呢？证明他的恩大。”
And why were the apostles able to perform signs and wonders? Acts 14 verse 3, the second part tells us that God was bearing witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
所以他们行神迹奇事是要证明那个道，不是神迹奇事成为最终的目的。
And so the purpose of the signs and wonders was to be a witness to the word or to the preached word.
我们怎么知道使徒所讲的是对的呢？为什么我们要听使徒呢？
How do we know that the apostles preach the truth? Why do we obey them?
因为神用神迹奇事证明给他们看，说这个就是我要的使徒。所以当时候的教会呢，恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Because the Lord bore witness to the word that was preached by the apostles through signs and wonders. Therefore, the church in the first century, they actually devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
所以我再讲一次，神迹奇事是要证明他的道，不是神迹奇事是最终的目的。
So let me repeat that again. The purpose of the signs and wonders is as a witness to the truth, and it is not for the sake of itself.
我们再打开哥林多后书12章12节。
And let us also turn to 2 Corinthians 12:12.
啊，这些都是非常重要的经文，我们盼望大家把它记下来。
All these are crucial passages that we hope you will remember.
使徒行传第12章第12节，他说，保罗说，我在你们中间用百般的忍耐，借着神迹奇事异能，显出使徒的凭据来。
2 Corinthians 12:12, the signs of a true apostle will perform among you with utmost patience, with signs and wonders and mighty works.
好了，我问保罗，你怎么知道你是使徒？我怎么知道你是真的是真正的使徒，不是假的使徒？
And I want to ask, how do we know that Paul is a true apostle?
他怎么知道呢？
How do we know?
因为他说我把使徒的权柄什么呢？使徒的权柄是什么呢？神迹奇事跟异能。
Because the signs of the true apostle will perform, and what is that? Signs and wonders and mighty works.
所以主把他们的这个给他们给我们知道谁是使徒，他是能够行神迹的那个。
So the Lord witnessed or bore witness to who is a true apostle? the one who could perform signs and wonders.
记得主耶稣告诉我们说，他有很多话要告诉我们，只是我们受不了。
Remember that Jesus told us that there are a lot of things that he wants to tell us, but we cannot bear them at that point.
但是呢，当圣灵来，他会把他的主耶稣的话告诉使徒，使徒就把它写成圣经。
But when the Holy Spirit came, then the Holy Spirit entrusted the word of God to the apostles, and they wrote it down in the Bible.
所以呢，这个就成为了我们今天手上的这个圣经。我告诉你，弟兄姐妹，圣经完成之后呢，使徒行神迹奇事的能力也没有了，你知道吗？
And that's how we come to have the Bible that's in our hands today. And let me tell you, after the Bible was completed, the apostles also stopped performing signs and wonders.
记得吗？保罗说，保罗说他身上自己有身上有一根刺，他怎么样都医不好。
And remember, Paul talked about how he had a thorn in his flesh, and no matter what he did, it was not removed.
你记得这个提摩太吗？ 他说他肚子不好，他要他用一点酒。
And Timothy was suffering from some problems with his stomach, and Paul asked him to drink some wine.
而且呢，有一个人叫做以巴弗提，他说他病到极不要死，保罗他有什么奇怪，他要死，医好他，他如果死了，叫他复活，很简单啊，为什么你们这么行奇怪？
And remember, Paul talked about how Epaphroditus almost died from an illness, and we might say, Paul, why don't you just heal him?
所以弟兄姐妹，这个使徒的恩赐呢，如果他的 怎么知道他使徒是根据他是神迹奇事？那么如果使徒不在了，请问神恩使徒的神迹奇事还存在吗？
So brothers and sisters, how do we know that someone is a true apostle? It's by signs and wonders. And so the question is, after all the true apostles have died, can anyone still perform signs and wonders?
当然，神可以行神迹，但是他的神迹的恩赐已经没有了。
Of course, God can still do miracles, but the gift of miracles through a human being is no longer here.
如果我们当中有人生病,
if there's someone among us who is sick,
我们可以祷告,
we can pray.
如果主愿意, 那个人会好,
if God is willing, the person will recover.
但是不是说我们所有祷告都会好, 那个是恩赐, 没有这样的人呢, 因为他是死于使徒的。
But it is not true that all prayers will lead to healing, because that is a gift alone that belongs to the apostles.
所以呢，这个非常的重要。看到原来这个神迹奇事呢，是作为一个恩赐呢，已经不存在了。当然，我们如果祷告，神会听祷告，或许他会听我的，或许他会听你的，这是神的主权，我们没有人知道。
So we want to note that the gift of working miracles is no longer around, but we can pray, and whether God answers your prayer or mine, that's God's prerogative.
所以呢，你看到使徒那边行神多神迹，为什么他们是要证明这个真道，要证明这个真理？
So the apostles perform a lot of signs and miracles in order to prove their word.
所以呢，我们如果神要祝福这个教会呢，第一，我们必须要圣洁。
So for God to bless our church, we must be pure.
第二呢，我们必须要传讲真理。
Secondly, we must preach the power of the truth.
那么第三呢，我们要说什么呢？我们必须受到，如果神要的话，我们会受到逼迫。
And thirdly, if God is willing, our church must face persecution.
你看第五章，我们继续回来看。Let's
come back to Acts chapter 5.
在第五章第17节，那时候呢， 这个撒都该人就是大祭司们，他们开始嫉妒了，他们就把他收在监里。但是呢，他们收在监里，神又派使者把他们救出来，他们怎么救呢？没有人知道。但是因为做这件事情，福音更加传得越远。And
of course, verse 17 tells us that the Sadducees and the high priests rose up because they were filled with jealousy, and they arrested the apostles, put them in prison. But in the middle of the night, an angel came and rescued them. So we can see that because of that, the gospel spread.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，有时候苦难到来是神手上的工具。
And brothers and sisters, you want to know that suffering can be God's tool.
不是说神，哎呀，没有注意到，撒旦攻击你了，他没有注意到。不是的，他很清楚的，就算撒旦攻击你，如果他允许的话呢，那个也成为他的工具。
And it is not true that some people think that God was not paying attention, and so it allowed Satan to attack us. That is not true. God always knows all this. Even if Satan attacks us, it is because God permitted it. And it will also become God's tool.
所以很多时候,这些苦难到来的时候,逼迫到来的时候,反而使到我们更加的复兴。
And very often when suffering and persecution comes, it causes us to be experience a revival.
如果我问大家一个问题,有多少人是因为有苦难信主的,我恐怕有很多人。
And if I ask the question, how many people actually believe in the Lord because of tribulation, I believe a lot of people.
所以这个就很明显的,我最喜欢的例子就是中国。
And this is obvious because my favorite example is China.
中国在共产党统治中国之前呢，中国只有少过一百万的基督徒。
And before the communists ruled China, there were less than 1 million Christians in China.
但是当这个共产党管理中国之后呢，把所有的宣教士驱逐出境之后呢，这个门一关呢，大家说完了，所以这个基督教已经不可能在中国生存。
And when the communists came into power, they expelled all the missionaries from China and they closed the doors. So many people thought that this is the end of the gospel in China.
但是今天在30-40年之间呢，今天的中国有多少个基督徒你知道吗？
But after 40 years, do you know how many Christians there are in China today?
今天他们估计大概有 80,800,000到1.3 million.
And they are estimating that there's between 80 million to 130 million Christians in China today.
而且这些数字呢，不是基督徒给的，都是外国的政治观察家所给的。
And these figures are not given by China Christians, but by estimates from Western countries.
所以呢，我们发现他们被抓的时候呢，但是神却使他们能够更好的把福音传得更远。
So we realized that they were arrested, but because of their arrest, God caused the gospel to spread even further.
所以在这里我们看到神开了他的使者，开了监的门，让他们出来，然后他们站在殿里面做什么呢？第二十节说，他把这生命的道讲给百姓听。
And after the angel opened the prison doors and brought them out, he instructed them, verse 20, to go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life.
所以有时候必 苦难到来，逼迫到来的时候，不要惊讶，因为这个可能是一件好事。
So when suffering and tribulation come, do not be surprised because it might turn out to be a good thing.
所以呢，我们要在这个苦难中坚持下去。
And we must persevere in the midst of trials.
所以神怎么样使教会增长呢？第一是圣洁，第二是真理的能力，第三呢是逼迫，第四呢是什么呢？是顺服。
So what is God's strategy for church growth? Firstly, is the purity of the church. Second is the power of the truth. Thirdly, the persecution of the church. And fourthly, the priority of obedience.
请大家看第五章第29节。
Please look at chapter 5, verse 29.
当他们被抓之后呢，他们去在圣殿里面，他们圣使徒这个天使给他们带领出来，出来之后，他们进入殿里面祷告之后呢，他们又在被抓了。
And after they were arrested, the angel rescued them and they went to the temple to preach and then they were arrested again.
那么来到这个公会的面前，他们问他说，为什么我不是仅27节说我不是严严的禁止你们，为什么你们还是把你的道理充满耶路撒冷呢？
And they came before the council and the council spoke to them and said, we strictly charge you not to preach in this name. Yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching.
你看彼得的回答什么呢？
Look at Peter's reply.
就是顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。
We must obey God rather than man.
所以你看到吗？我们可以只有一个条件，我们可以违抗，我们可以不听从政府，就是什么呢？当他们违背神，我们就不能听从。
So there is one condition that we will disobey the government. That is when the government disobeys God's word.
如果那个政府要我们不信耶稣，不传讲耶稣，不传讲福音，不能读圣经，你可以抓我，你可以杀我，我还是会做。
So if the government says that you cannot preach the gospel, you cannot read your Bible, you cannot worship God, you can arrest me, but I will not stop preaching.
大家，我跟大家分享过，我到中国去的时候都是这样。
And I have shared with all of you that this is the case when we went to China.
我问过一个当时在中国的一个教会的领导, 我问他, 你不怕警察来抓你吗?
And I asked one of the church leaders, aren't you afraid that the authorities come and arrest you?
他说你看到这个袋子吗?
And he said, do you see this bag?
这个就是坐牢的袋子, 如果警察来, 我就拿这个袋, 我就准备去坐牢。
This is my bag that I have prepared to go to prison with. If the authorities arrest me, I will take this bag with me.
他说我已经做了很多次了。
And he said, I've been in and out of prison.
为什么呢? 他说我要遵守神的命令, 如果这个命令是神的, 我必须遵守, 坐牢我也要去。
And he says, we must obey God's word and God's command even if we are in prison.
所以很多人听到我去中国的时候说谁来见你啊 你去哪里啊 我说我不知道 这不是很危险 我说是啊是很危险的
And when I go to China people ask me who's going to fetch you and where are you staying and my reply is I don't know and they will say if you don't know anything wouldn't it be very dangerous indeed it is dangerous
因为我如果被抓的话 我不知道谁来接我 通常他的名字叫保罗 要不然叫巴拿巴
And if I go there and I'm arrested I do not know who is going to help me or who is going to fetch me from the airport because they are either called Paul or Barnabas.
他带我们去的地方我不会去的,因为他带我转来转去到那边,我也不知道在哪里。
And the place that they bring me to, they will go a long way to go there and I know not where the place is.
他说这样不是很危险?
So isn't that dangerous?
的确是很危险。
Of course it is.
但是我做这个工作已经接近快要10年了。
But I've been doing this for almost 10 years.
所以神有恩典。
God is gracious.
所以我们有时候要勇敢的去顺服, 如果你敢顺服, 不要怕人, 神就会祝福这个教会。
So you must obey God's word at all costs. When you do that and you're not fearful of men, God will bless the church.
我知道我去了中国很多次, 我很少跟人家讲发生什么事情, 那边发生什么事情, 我们很少讲。
And very often, after I go to China, I do not tell you the details of what happened there.
因为我讲了之后, 恐怕我家人不给我去。
Because if I were to tell you the details, maybe my family will forbid me from going.
但是也不需要大家太过惊慌。
Of course, all of you need not be too overly fearful.
我们要相信神的主权。
We must trust in God's sovereignty.
那时候, 到时候再说, 看主怎么办。
And we will see how God leads when the situation arises.
如果我们要成为一个增长的教会, 我们必须要圣洁, 我们不要传讲真理, 或许神给我们逼迫, 我们叫站立的稳, 而且我们必须要坚持地顺服到底。
And if we want to grow as a church, we must maintain the purity of the church, we must preach the truth, we must be willing to be persecuted and stand firm in the midst of persecution, and we must give priority to obeying God's word.
所以在这里他说, 彼得说, 顺从神, 不顺从人是应当的。
So Peter says here that we must obey God rather than men.
那么他借着这个机会传福音, 他说, 你看, 你们过在石头, 这个木头上的耶稣, 我们的神叫他复活了, 而且叫他做君王, 做救主, 而且把悔改的心赐给这个以色列人。
And he used this opportunity to preach the gospel about how they killed Jesus by hanging him on the tree, and God exalted him by raising him and now he's bringing repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel.
当时有一个人叫做加玛列,
and there's a man named Gamaliel.
就因为他们很生气要对付要杀他, 他说加玛列说不要不要, 他说你们要小心, 你们这样阻挡或许你们在阻挡神。
They were enraged and they wanted to kill the apostles, but Gamaliel stopped them and says that you might find yourself to be opposing God.
你不知道, 或许他真的是神, 有神的仆人这样的话, 你在阻挡他, 你不是在阻挡神吗?
And you might, he's telling them, you might not know, because this might be truly servants of God. If you oppose them, you end up opposing God.
如果不是神的旨意, 他这边讲, 如果不是神的旨意, 他必然败坏。
If it is not God's will, it will actually fail.
如果他是神的旨意, 如果你去阻挡他, 你是阻挡神。
But if it is God's will, you will be opposing God.
这个是一个很好的劝告。
This was good advice.
弟兄姐妹, 我们很多东西是不是我们很清楚的, 因为我们不是神, 很多东西我们不知道。
Brothers and sisters, there are a lot of things that we are uncertain because we are not God.
除非那个人做出一些事情呢, 是我们能够证明是犯罪的, 或者真理不同, 我们就要对付他。
Unless a person is so obviously sinning or committing a doctrinal error, then we have to deal with it.
要不然的话，我们就不理他。为什么呢？因为不知道他内里面的实情是如何。你小心，或许这个是神的意思。你去阻挡他，或许你阻挡神。所以我们不要随便去抵挡别人。
Otherwise, we should let them alone because we do not know the details. Because if we oppose them, we might end up opposing God. Therefore, do not anyhow oppose people.
我们如果阻挡是只有两个原因，第一是真理，第二呢就是犯罪的事。
There should be only two reasons why we oppose. Firstly, is a doctrinal error, and secondly, it is due to sin.
最后一个呢，就是我们要传讲耶稣基督。
And lastly, we must be preaching Jesus Christ.
神，你要神祝福这个教会，你这个教会必须要传讲耶稣基督。
If you want God to bless this church, the church must be preaching Jesus Christ.
因为加马列的教导呢，他们就听了加马列，把石头们放了。
And because of Gamaliel's advice, they let the apostles go.
你看41节，他们离开公会，心里欢喜，就算是被算是配为这名受侮辱、受辱。 他们就每日在殿里，在家中不住的教训人，传耶稣是基督。Look
at verse 41. They left the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name. And every day in the temple and from house to house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
所以你看到，耶稣基督就是我们的中心。So
you can see that our focus must be Jesus Christ.
我们不但是要教，而且要传。
Not only must we teach, we must preach.
而且我们必须要向每一个人传。保罗说，务要传道。Paul
says that you must preach the word.
所以我们在这个台，这个讲台里面，就是要传讲耶稣基督。And
in this pulpit, we want to preach the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就要传讲主的话语。And
we want to preach God's word.
而且我们要大家能够仔细听。 到底我们这个讲台所讲的是不是有圣经的根据？
And we want you to listen carefully and to see for yourselves whether whatever that was preached from this pulpit is indeed from the Bible.
所以我们很坚持释经讲道。
Therefore we emphasize on the, and we focus on the expository preaching.
所以你看到我们的讲道是第一章讲完，讲第二章，第二章讲完，第三章，第三章。为什么呢？我们是讲神的话，不是讲我的话。
And why do we preach chapter 1 and from first verse to the last verse, then chapter 2 and then chapter 3? Because we are preaching God's word, not our own.
当然作为一个牧师，我有责任把主的话讲得清楚跟明白。
Of course, as a pastor, it is my responsibility to preach the word of God in a way that you can understand and in a clear fashion.
而且呢，我要把主的话应用在我们教会的身上。
And it is important that I apply the word of God to our church.
因为我应用的时候呢，我知道弟兄姐妹的需要，我们知道他的困难，我们应用的时候呢，在神面前，我做我应该做的事情。或许他知道你，或许他重伤了你，我告诉你，我不会为此而哭泣。 我会在神面前感谢你，感恩。你要好好的回转，但是神的意思，我只是把主的话告诉你。And
the reason why we can apply God's word to the church is because we know the situation in some brothers and sisters' life. So when we preach God's word and we apply it, the Holy Spirit will actually convict the hearts of men. And if you are convicted, I will not cry because of that. In fact, I will give thanks because God Himself is convicting your heart with His word.
作为一个牧师，我们要把神的话应用在每一个人身上。As
pastor, I have to apply God's word in everyone's life.
因为我们在讲台上地方，在这个地方的教会里面，只有这个牧师知道会众的需要。
Because in the local church, only the pastor knows the needs of the congregation.
电视台的牧师，网际上面网的牧师，他完全不知道你们的需要。
And preachers on television or from the internet, they do not know your needs.
他们讲得比我好。
They can preach better than I do.
如果是这样的话，不如听他们讲道更好，不用我来讲。
And if that's the case, why don't we just listen to them rather than listen to me?
但是神的意思是要兴起本地里面有一个牧师，神安立这个牧师，神自己选择这个牧师，要他做他应该做的工作。对的，有很多时候这个牧师都是大家 都有时候不喜欢，有时候喜欢。总而言之，他要把主的话应用在人身上的时候呢，总是会刺到人。
But the local church has a pastor that God anointed and God raised because God wants the local church, the pastor, to preach in such a way that you will apply to the congregation. Indeed, sometimes you might find that the word is pricking you, but this is God's word.
所以这个工作不好做。
And sometimes people do not like me, some people like me, and this work is tough.
但是你的反应不重要。
But your response is really unimportant.
重要的是我叫神向神交代，我不向你交代。
The important thing is I'm accountable to God and not accountable to you.
但是呢，我要在主的面前告诉你们，我把主的话交给你们，你们自己向主交代。
And before God, I want to tell you this. I am preaching God's word to you. You are accountable to God on your own.
这是神的教会。
This is God's church.
不是我们讲我们喜欢讲的事情。
We do not preach what we like to preach.
你不是想听你要倾听的东西。
And you don't listen to what you like to listen to.
这个是神的话，有神的灵在这里，自己他在我们面前做他的见证。
This is God's word and God's spirit is here. He will testify to his word.
所以我们劝大家在教会里面你要尊重神。
So we want to appeal to all of you, when you're in the church, you must respect God.
你要敬畏神。
You must fear God.
因为主就是我们教会的主，他就在这里。
Because the Lord is the Lord of our church and he is in our midst.
我们要增长都是因着他，不是因我们。
And we want to grow because God blesses us, not because of our own method.
只有我们顺服他，他才会祝福我们。
Only if we obey God, then he will bless us.
那我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, we want to thank you for your word indeed, for the strategy that you have left for us. Indeed, Lord, it is our responsibility to keep the church pure and to preach your word and to suffer persecution and to be obedient despite persecution and still preaching Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to do what is right. And may you bless our church with growth according to your will, not according to our standard, our methods, but help us just to obey your word so that we will please you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.